Hello, everyone. Welcome to the launch of House of XO Season 1, Episode 1. I'm so excited, guys. Let's get to it. My name is Ryan from World of Cheer. I'm the creator and founder, and then also the creator of House of XO and also the Cheer World on Instagram. So glad to be here, guys. So let's talk about, and I'm going to give you guys a welcome introduction, and then we are going to go straight into what to expect on House of XO, and then we are going to just talk about nationals, WCC, some WCC comps, Aloha competitions, Sharp, USA, and yeah, so let's get to it, guys. So before we talk about the cheer teams, let's talk about what to expect. And let's start it off. So what to expect is that you're going to be hearing on House of XO NA news, recaps, cheer visits that we're going to be going to, and also we'll be interviewing athletes, coaches, and parents, and you're going to hear about their stories. And I feel like we needed to talk about stories on here and not just, and to know where everyone comes from. You know, there's so many backgrounds, and I feel like we needed to get to know everyone in the NA world, so it's cool. And then also the WC, we're gonna have some WOC announcements as well. We'll be talking about it here and there, but not really. And then also, if you guys didn't know, season one, which is Love and Positivity, this is episode one, Legends and Champions. This one's gonna be about Love and Positivity, you know, it's about us spreading love, positivity, how we've always been doing on World of Cheer since the beginning. And then also Legends and Champions, we're going to be talking about, of course, the Legends and Champions on in the NA world. So it's really, really cool. Episode, we're going to have 5 episodes for this season, which is going to be really awesome. We're also going to be, I don't know if you guys know this, but it's rated G, so it's for everyone. So it's really, really cool. So it's for everyone. Anybody can listen to this. So now I'm going to give you guys a quick break. I'm going to go into an interlude right now. And then when we come back, it's going to be about a 30-second interlude. And then we're going to talk about the quote of the day. And then I'm going to talk about it. So I'll be back, guys. Hi, guys. Welcome back. So that was a quick, I hope so. So anyways, guys, let's get back into everything. Let's get back to House of XO. So the next one that we're going to talk about is quote of the day. So here's today's quote of the day. Today is Monday. Earlier today, we actually posted it on World of Cheer and then also on the Cheer World. So let's get into today's quote. It says, never let anyone dull your sparkle. Ignore the negativity, but always focus on the positives. You got this, House of XO. So going into this, we have a lot of athletes that listen or that follow us, and then also a lot of coaches and parents as well. And this is for anybody, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. You know, we all go through things in life, and we sometimes need quotes, you know, to help us and get us through our day, or like get us through whatever we're going through at a particular moment in our life, you know. And we sometimes need quotes, and yeah. So anyways, I'm going to kind of break this down for you. So it says, never let anyone dull your sparkle. You know, you have your own sparkle. I have my own sparkle. You have your own sparkle. Anybody has their own sparkle. Everyone in the world has their own sparkle. It's basically like, don't let anyone take that. Don't let anybody take that. You know, you have an amazing gift. I have an amazing gift. Anybody has an amazing gift. Everyone does. Don't let anybody take that from you. You have so much, and you've come a long way, and don't let anyone say that you can't do something, because you know what, you can do that, you know, whether if it's like, you know, anything, you can do anything in this world, whatever, as long as you put your mind to it, and as long as you're going to be committed, and you're doing it from the heart, then you're set, you know. You should be, as long as you're happy, you know, that's all that matters, you know. And I want people to be happy, you know, as long as you're doing what you love doing, whether it's cheer or whether it's you know, maybe soccer or softball or whatever, your baseball or whatever you do, you know, for me, dance or cheer, you know, or talking about cheer teams, you know, that's like a passion of mine. You know, I love doing this. If I didn't care, if I didn't like love what I've done, what I do, I wouldn't be doing that, you know? So I wouldn't have given this my all. I wouldn't have given World of Cheer my all, but I do love what I do. And I've always, that's why I'm so, so interested in this, you know, and that's why I love and I want to grow in with World of Cheer, because it's amazing and it's my passion. And it says, ignore the negativity. You know, there's going to be a lot of things coming at your way in life. And that's just how it is, you know. You're going to have a lot of positivities, a lot of positive thoughts, a lot of positive things are going to come your way, which is great, you know. But you're also going to have those negatives, that negative energy come to you and kind of surround you. And you don't want that, you know. You kind of want to, like, ignore it and just be like, no, you know, this is not it. Like, no, close the door and lock it, and no, you don't want to do that. You know, just ignore the negatives, whether it's a comment or anything. Just don't worry about that. Just focus on you. Focus on the positives, you know. You got this, you know. I got this. You got this. Everybody got this. Just ignore the negatives. Forget it, you know. Just throw all the negatives out the window. Or like what I said yesterday on yesterday's live, if you know how to take and grab the negative energy, wrap it, and turn it into positives, and let all the positives go. You know, you can either let it go, or you can keep that positive energy, you know? But yeah, so anyways, now let's get into, we're gonna do another interlude right now. we're gonna do another interlude real quick, and then after that, then we'll get into the cheer teams. Let's talk about Nationals, WCC, Aloha, Sharp, USA, Jam State. We're going to be talking about so many teams. Sierra Vista, QC Storm Elite, Ventura Royals, OC Elite, WC Fire, First Impressions, SoCal Stars, Maniacs, Vibe, XA, Smax, Royal Storm, Royal Force, Hypnotic, One Dream, Tribe, ICDP, Triple Crown Dynasty, SoCal Sweethearts, and yeah, so let's, I'll let you guys go real quick, and then we'll get back into all of these teams that I said. Let's do it. All right, so I hope you guys like that song. That's Can't Hold Us by Macklemore. That was a long time ago, so I was like, you know what, let me give you guys some little hyping and just kind of, you know, have that high, that high energy. So anyway, so welcome back, guys. So let's get into Nationals day 1 and 3. All right, so for the first day of Nationals, I have to say it was probably amazing. I really, really enjoyed Nationals this year. It was fun. But day 3, I actually did not go, and I didn't get a lot of coverage, because I was sick, and it was really, really bad, so, yeah. But anyways, so from day 1, what I can say is that, you know, everyone did phenomenal, you know, and I'm gonna talk about some of these teams right now. Like, let's talk about, man, NA Division 13, Shochu Level 1, that was a small, that was small, 5 through 16. There was a lot of teams in this division, and the team that actually won was actually Elwood Bliss Babes. So congratulations to Elwood. They actually got grand champs and grand national champions. You know, that's so cool and that's so awesome. And for overall, I have to say that's actually I guess you can say that's kind of a highlight for day 1. You know, that's really, really awesome and really, really cool. Really, really love that. So congratulations to you guys. And so yeah, so let's go into another one that was really, really awesome too. I love this division. This division was killer. All the teams did fantastic. It was NA Division 13, Show Cheer Level 2, large 22 through 35 athletes. So it was Charter Oak, OC Elite, Infinity, and extreme athletics passion, and passion actually won. They got that one. They are national champions right there. And you know, wow, you know, XA, you know, that's a big team that's been around for a very, very long time. And you know, they've grown, and it's so crazy. You know, they've grown and grown and grown and grown, and they're constantly growing. Just the same thing with every other team as well. A whole bunch of NA teams grow throughout a cheer season, and it's so cool. And just congratulations to Extreme Athletics Passion. Congratulations to you guys, and much love to you guys. You guys are on the road to greatness. Much love. And another one that was really good too was NA Division 13 Show Cheer Level 3, which was Maniacs Monarchy, and One Dream Cheer, which was Faith. That was Maniacs Divas, sorry. And One Dream Faith. Those two teams did amazing. I have to say that was a really, really great performances. I felt like I think it was just everything was spot on. I felt like everything was just, you know, there was so much. They've given so much great energy, and the energy was so awesome. It was there, you know, you could feel it in the arena, and it was so awesome. So congratulations to One Dream Cheer Faith, and then also congratulations to Maniacs Monarchy. You know, you guys are doing awesome. You guys are in Vegas, you guys are doing amazing things. So congratulations to you guys, and One Dream, you know, you guys are doing amazing as well. You know, I got to see you guys back in July, and you guys definitely have grown, I feel like, and I have so much respect and so much love for One Dream. So congratulations to you guys, to both of the teams. That was really, really awesome. Let's get back into the next one. NA Division Show Cheer Level 2. That was a medium. It was 14 through 21 athletes. And I'll give you guys this one. This one's Sierra Vista Elite Royalty, Tribe Elite Rainmakers, and Carson Senators, and also the new team, Force Athletics. Man, you know, those teams are just, this year, they've all been amazing. They're all working hard. And the one that really not surprised me, but really was like that I was really looking at and was very, very entertaining in that division was Force Athletics, and also Royalty, which was Sierra Vista Elite. But going into Force Athletics, you know, that's a new team. That's a brand new team. They're going up against any teams that's kind of been around for a while, you know, and then you have this, you know, Force Athletics is a new team, and it's just like, boom, you know, it's crazy. And their placements, they got second. So that's really, really awesome. So congratulations to Force Athletics. That's a great way to start off your guys' season. And to also, that's really great for you guys, because, you know, that's a great start to start off, you know, that's really, really awesome. So you guys, and I'm sure next year, maybe you might even get national champions next year, but, for Force Athletics, what I have to say to you guys is, you know, just keep working hard, keep your heads up, and always keep going. I know you guys are constantly progressing, and that's so awesome and so inspiring. So much love to you guys, and I love your guys' uniforms. Your guys' uniforms are everything. I love them. So let's take it into Tribe Elite Rainmakers, another team that's pretty new as well. And I love this team so much. They're so awesome. They're so hardworking. I got to see them back in June, and they got new uniforms, you know. So there's a lot that's been going on with Tribe Elite, I felt like, this year. And they've accomplished a lot, and I feel like they're growing as well. I think they're on their third or fourth season, I want to say. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I know they are pretty new to the NA world. And wow, you know, you guys really killed it at Nationals this year. So congratulations to you guys, and I love you guys so much. Carson Senators, congratulations to you guys as well. You guys are awesome. Much love to you guys. Keep working hard. I hope to see you guys again soon, and sending tons of love and positivity your way, Carson. Love you guys. And also our national champions, which is Sierra Vista Elite Royalty. Congratulations to you guys. I got to see you guys on Friday, and we're going to talk about, I do have notes, and I'm sure all of you guys saw me writing down notes. So I'll get to you guys in a little bit. But yeah, just that was so awesome. You guys killed it. Energy was alive. And I have to say, you know, you guys are so hardworking, and I've been wanting to see you guys for a very, very long time. And I'm so happy that, you know, I got to see you guys. You know, you guys did really, really awesome. So congratulations to you guys. And you guys definitely knocked it out of the ballpark. You guys killed it. So congratulations to you guys. I hope to see you guys soon. Hopefully one of these days I need to actually go on vacation and go to your guys' facility. One of these days I need to go to Arizona. So one of these days. But love you guys so much. Anyways, let's go back into NA Division 13, Show Cheer Level 2. This was small. This was 10 to 13 athletes, I think. It was Metro Cheer, Mountain Extreme Cheer, Black Diamonds, Royal Storm Midnight, Explosion Blaze, Center Point Church Powerful, and NorCal Superstars. So Metro on that beat. I don't know why. Every time I say Metro, I think of Metro Boomin. I don't know why. but good job to Metro Boomin. You guys are killer. Hope to see you guys soon. I love the name, obviously. And then I also love your guys' uniforms. You guys are killer. Hope to see you guys next year, and much love to you guys. Mountain Extreme Cheer. I feel like I've seen you guys so many times. I don't know why. I feel like I've seen you guys a lot, and what I can say is to you guys is that you guys are awesome. You know, you guys are so, you guys are killing it. I love your guys' energy. Tumbling Pass was amazing. Stunt Secrets was on point, I think so. So congratulations to you guys, and yeah, Royal Storm Elite, Midnight, wow, you guys are awesome. I love the new uniforms, I love the attitude, I love the energy, I love your guys' routine. I think you guys are very clean. You guys are just, wow. So, and I'm really close friends with the owner, which is Marcy. He is so awesome. He's nice. He's definitely built a great program, and it's so great, and it's so inspiring. So much love to Marcy and the rest of the Royal Storm Elite family. You know, I love you guys so much, and you guys actually, we gave you guys a donation a while back. So back in, I want to say, I think it was like 2 months ago, almost 2 months ago. So yeah, so, and you guys are on the road to greatness. You know, I got to see you guys grow, I feel like, within the past year, which is with this season that we're on right now, 2019 and 2020. And then also too is that you guys are gonna be going to Florida. So congratulations on your guys' quest bids, and I hope to I hope you guys do amazing out in Florida. And you guys are making big moves. You guys are killing it. So much love to you guys. Center Point Church. I've never heard of this team, and it's not a bad, you know, I'm not, you know, it's a new team. I'm guessing it's a new team. I've never seen them or heard of them, but you know, it's great to see new teams. I have to say there are some teams that I never seen before, and it was like, you know, wow, like it's so cool. You know, so it's very, very cool and very, very entertaining to see new teams come, whether it's Jams or a WCC comp or maybe even a Sharp comp. You know, it's so cool. It's so entertaining to see, and it's so awesome to see new teams coming in, you know, in the NA world, I think. But anyways, Center Point, love you guys so much. I loved you guys' your dance section. Your dance section was awesome. I love your guys' uniforms again. You guys are really, really awesome. And I love the name. Love is powerful. That's so cool. I love it. Hope to see you guys soon, and much love to you guys. NorCal Superstars. NorCal actually got second on this one. I'm sorry about the placements. Top three was NorCal Superstars. Two was, I think, My bad. Three was Royal Storm Elite Midnight. Two was NorCal Superstars, I think. And then first, the national champion was, I think it was Explosion Blaze. So, yeah, so congratulations. So let's go into NorCal. You know, NorCal, this is their second year bringing in cheer, because I know they're hip hop. They're actually in the I think they're in the Bay Area, I want to say. And wow, you know, I'm good. So going back into NorCal, you know, I think NorCal is an amazing program. Going back into Superstars, I know they're from the Bay Area. But yeah, so just much love to them. I feel like they've given so many teams love, and I feel like they've been, the sportsmanship has been on point for them. I think they've always given, I always see them on Instagram, and they're always constantly commenting on other teams' pages and just being like, hey, you know, good luck. Love you guys. You guys are awesome. And I think that's really, really good. And I think that's really, really encouraging. And that sportsmanship, you know, you sportsmanship at its finest, you know, that's how we always say it. We always said it like that. Sportsmanship's at its finest. And I love seeing that. I think that's so awesome. And I love seeing other teams, kind of, you know, come together and, you know, support each other, you know, even whether if you're going up against them or not, you know, it's so cool. I love it. But anyways, but yeah, so much love to NorCal. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. You guys got second place on that. Explosion. Let's talk about Explosion, man. You know, uniforms are killer. A lot of people have been talking about your guys' uniforms. I know it was made by Rebel. I'm like 99% sure it was made by Rebel. I think it was made by Rebel. I'm pretty sure it was made by Rebel. And, you know, I love it. It's so freaking cool. I love them so much. The colors are amazing. You have that, I think you have the pink, you have the turquoise. It just goes well together. So I really, really love it. And I really, really enjoyed your guys' performances. You guys are just phenomenal. Keep growing. And I know you guys are in, if you guys didn't know, Explosion is in Las Vegas. They're Las Vegas Explosion. I'm not sure where they're located at in Vegas, but I know they're in Vegas. So it's great. So much love to you guys. I hope to see you guys soon. And I hope, I'm always in Vegas once in a while. So definitely when I'm out there, I definitely need to hit up you guys. And then also Maniacs Monarchy. So that's cool. So good job, guys. Now going into our cheer visits now. I'm going to talk about the cheer visits just real quick. The ones that we visited. I think it was, we got to visit Sierra Vista. And then also, I believe, Sierra Vista and then QC Storm Elite. So I'm going to go over those real quick. Because I have a lot of other things to talk about. But anyway, so QC Storm, let's go into day one. Sierra Vista Elite. My notes for you guys. This was for Royalty, the one that performed on Friday. And they're amazing. I love them. But anyways, let's get into them. So I love your guys' motions. I felt like the motions were just flawless. Also, I think athletes are always doing something. When I was at practice, they were constantly, I think they went into like small groups and they were constantly, there was an athlete, every athlete was doing something. And I thought that was really productive and I like that. That's cool. And I like how the head coach, you know, broke them up and was like, hey, you guys go into your groups, whatever you need to work on, go. And they did, and it was so cool. And I really like that. I think that's so awesome that they did that. They went to smaller groups and they spread out on the mat, and it was awesome. They did it. They were doing their own thing. You know, they're encouraging each other. They're working hard. You know, that's cool. They're not like sitting around. They're not just talking. They're not like, just, you know, doing other things. I thought that was really, really cool. And I love that. So I like how, you know, they broke them up into smaller groups and they were working on, like, whether it was like the stunt sequence or pyramid or tumbling sequence, or maybe like a small thing on the dance section, you know, those things, you know. Also, what I noticed was they didn't have any front spots, and I was like, wait, what? I was like, wait, hold up. And then I was talking to the head coach, and I was like, wait, I went up to her. I was like, wait, you don't have any front spots? She's like, no. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. You know, and you don't see a lot of teams, have front spots. And I thought that was really, really cool. So yeah, I like that. Also, the boy flyer was killing it. I don't know about you guys, but he does on the stunt sequence was killer. Gosh, you know, he's really, really killing it. So much love to the guy, to the boy flyer. He was really, really, he was really killing it. And then also too, like when you go into day one at Nationals, you know, a lot of people, I was looking around too, that day, and I was like, oh my gosh, a lot of people love this kid. This kid is killing it. You know? I think a lot of people were just like, oh my gosh. And I heard some people behind me and in front of me too. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's a boy that's flying. You know, I think that's really cool. And they're like, oh my gosh, he's doing amazing. You know? So you hear all these positive comments, at the arena. And I think a lot of people, notice that. and they loved and they were just like praising, you know. So that's really cool. And you never really see that all the time. You never really see boy flyers. So kudos to that, man. And being a flyer, you know, that's cool. Also, I think athletes are clean. I thought royalty was clean. I liked their, they really did just spot on. Also, I think royalty brought so much to the table. I felt like they brought in for their routine for royalty. I felt like they had a lot of things to bring, you know. I felt like there was a lot of cool, like for Pyramid, I loved their Pyramid. Their Pyramid was outstanding. And I felt like they brought a lot of good, a lot of goodies to the table for the Pyramid portion. And going into, I think there was a point where they did, right before, I forgot what it was. It was like, I think it was a jump, or they were about to do the jump sequence. And the boy was in the middle, and I think he did a back handspring into the jump sequence, into the first jump. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so killer. I'm like, that was so, that's so awesome. I was like, wait, what? He did a back handspring and going into straight into his toe touch. I was like, man, that's killer. So much love to that. I love it. And then also I thought Royalty's opener, I think their opener was really, really awesome. So I really loved their opener. It was so strong within the first 15 seconds to 30 seconds. I just thought it was just amazing for the first time, because that was when I first saw their opener for the first time. And it was just, man, it was cool. It was really, really cool. So now, much love to you, Sierra Vista. Hope to see you guys grow and thrive. And I know you guys got new uniforms. I think that you guys got like 3 new uniforms. And then on top of that, you guys just got a gym. That's so awesome. Much love to you guys. And I hope to see you guys soon. And love you guys. So anyways, moving on to our last team that we visited while we were in Vegas. Was QC Storm Elite. Wow, man, your guys' energy, your love, just everything, man, just everything, just, it's so awesome. You guys are so the energy, you know, going back to the energy is amazing. It's there, you know. You guys love what you do, and I can definitely tell by your guys' faces, you guys love what you guys do. And you guys, I think at Nationals, you guys wowed a lot of people. And I was even talking to the owner about it. I was like, you guys are going to wow a lot of people. You guys are going to be like, oh, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, what, who is this team? You know, this team's on fire. And you guys did. You guys brought so much to the table. And on Sunday, you guys killed it. So congratulations, guys. And this was to Envy. Envy, you guys, wow. So from what I heard is that 3 of the athletes, I hear they not cross, well, they're all on 3 teams, which is crazy. That's from what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. I think it is. I hope so. But yeah, I wrote it down on my notes. I forgot who told me that. I think it was one of the coaches. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait, what? I was like, 3 athletes that do 3 different teams? I think that's so cool. Man, you're not on 2 teams, you're on 3. You know, you're doing a lot. And that's a lot of dedication. That's a lot of hard work right there. You know, it's, and I'm sure as an athlete, you're probably tired, you know, practice after practice after practice. You know, you're probably staying maybe between 6 hours, and especially if you have choreography, which is maybe on a Saturday, you're there all day. You know, you don't even have breaks. You're just going and going and going and going. So much love to those athletes that are on 3 teams. Man, you guys are awesome. You guys are definitely hardworking, and you guys love what you do. Because if you didn't love what you do, you wouldn't be on 3 teams. But you guys do love what you do, and I can definitely tell. You know, and that's dedication. That really, really is. Another thing is that, so this is their second year being NA. They are new, and it's so cool. And I think that's, and I can't wait to see them grow. And just much love to you guys. So I hope to see you guys soon. It was so fun meeting you guys. I had an amazing time meeting you guys, and that I got to hang out with you guys. You guys are really fun to hang out with. I love you guys. Anyways, going back, and then also they started because there was no cheer team. From what I've heard, they told me that there was no cheer teams in Northern Arizona. They're in Northern Arizona, and they said, you know, there's not a lot of cheer teams, and that's why we started, because we wanted to start a cheer team and, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, wow, you know, that's cool, you know. It's cool that there's a cheer team now, and it's called QC Storm Elite. They're in Northern Arizona now, so that's cool. That's cool how they started, and you know, and they're the first any team in Northern Arizona for any team. I thought their tumbling was great. I love their energy. Their energy for Envy was amazing. I thought the Flyers are fierce and then also flexible. They're amazing, man. I'm like, oh gosh, they're killing it. I love the 360s that they did. They were doing 360s in the routine. I don't know if anybody knew that. I'm sure people did, but if you do watch their routine again and again and again in the future, they did 360s, and I thought their 360s was nice and clean. I really love their 360s. Those 360s were killer, and I'm obsessed with their dance section. Their dance section had so much going on. You know, I think there was a lot of athletes. I think I forgot how many athletes there were, but yeah. Oh, it says 30. I think it was 30 athletes. I think they had 30 athletes, I think, if I'm not. I'm not sure. But I know there was a lot of athletes. There was a lot of athletes, and there was so much going on. Yeah, the back. I was looking at the back some of the time, and they're doing amazing things in the back. And then I looked to my right, and they're doing awesome things. And then look to the left. You know, there was just so much going on. It's not just the middle that's doing something. It's everyone on the mat. They're constantly doing something, and it's not just like you're not just holding. You know, you're doing, everyone was doing something, and it was like, wow, you know, it's so cool. And formations was great. I love them. They're awesome. But they said most of the athletes do cross compete, and that is cool. I like how most of them cross compete. And for that, man, you know, even being a cross competitor, that's so cool. And that's so much, again, it's a lot of hard work. You know, this is not easy. You know, you're not doing one routine, you're doing two routines. That's more practices. Now you have to work more on your skills, whether it's tumbling or if you're a flyer, you have to get that flexibility up, girl, you know, or boy, you know, you have to have that. And yeah, you have to constantly work on your skills, constantly, you know, you're constantly basically just at the gym. If you're a cross competitor, you're basically doing tons of privates. And working on your skills at the gym, and you basically kind of live at the gym. Or same thing with a regular athlete too. If you're on one team, and if you do want to, you know, there's so much that a team offers. You know, you have tumbling, you have tumbling class, you have maybe even a stunt class, or maybe even flexibility class. You know, you have, you know, whatever you have, whatever your gym offers. You know, and it's like, you know, you're basically, if you really think about it, it's like cheer day for you, or not cheer day, but like every day it's a cheer day, because you're constantly working, you know, you're constantly working on your goals or your skills, you know. So a cheerleader, you know, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of sacrifices, but it's all worth it at the end of the day, you know. But anyways, much love to Sierra Vista, and again, QC Storm Elite. I hope to see you guys soon. And I know you teams are in Arizona. You guys are far. I'm in California. But much love to you guys. I hope to see you guys grow. And same thing with QC Storm Elite, because you know they are still growing. And same thing with Sierra Vista. They're growing. You know, so it's so awesome. And keep shining, you know, keep shining, keep working hard. And to the athletes, thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. You guys have given us so much love. And same thing with the parents, and of course the coaches. You know, you guys are so awesome. And to the coaches, what I have to say for you guys is keep working hard. And you guys have an amazing vision, and I know you guys are going to open up so much doors, and you guys have already opened up so many doors already for athletes. And I know that you guys will do even more in the future. So much love to you guys. So anyways, guys, let's get into day two, shall we? So day two, okay, so NA Division Show Cheer Level 2. It was Triple Crown Dynasty, Maniacs Ladies, and One Dream Trust. So those three teams did, of course, they killed it, man. They really, really did. I was like, man, just again, that division was crazy. You know, there was so much going on. You have One Dream that's killing it. You have Maniacs that's killing it. And then you have Triple Crown Dynasty. I've seen Triple Crown Dynasty a little bit, and they're just... Wow, you guys are phenomenal. Love it. And the winner for that one was in that division was Maniacs Ladies. They got grand champions. So congratulations to you guys. So let's move on. So NA Division 10 Hip Hop. That was a big, kind of like a big category, I felt like. And for that one, you know, all the hip hop teams, you know, I love hip hop. I know a lot of people do love hip hop. They love seeing hip hop. It's so much, you know, you have all those upbeat dances, you have the slow, you have the girls portion, you know, you have that sass, you have everything, you know, it brings so much, so many different personalities, and it's so great. For that one, I think ICDP Golden Girls won that one, if I'm not mistaken. But much love to all of the teams that was in that division. Much love to you guys, and you guys keep working hard. So NA Division Show Cheer Level 1, that's a large 21 to 25 athletes. It was Tribe Elite Storm, Vibe Karma, and Cheer Cats Elite Cadets. Vibe won this division, so congratulations to Vibe. Much love to you guys. You guys are killing it. You know, you guys have, I felt like this season, you know, you guys were like, you guys had so much positive motivation. You know, you guys are motivated, and you know, in previous years, you guys always have been, but I feel like this year in particular, in the season, I feel like just something about you guys were just like, man, you know, you guys are just really, really, really on it, and I love it. And I love you guys' attitude. I love everything about what you guys bring to the table every year. So much love to Vibe. Much love to shout out to Coach Nicole. She's awesome. And to the rest of the coaches, because you know, it's they're amazing, and they're constantly killing it, you know. And going back to the athletes as well, you know, they're killing it, and I love Karma. Karma is it's a great team to watch. It really, really is. And same thing with Storm, and same thing with Cheercats. It was the first time seeing Cheercats. But yeah, just much love to Cheercats. Hope to see you guys soon. Can't wait to see you guys. And let's bring it into Tribe Elite. Tribe Elite Storm, you guys killed it. I love what you guys did. You guys just, the energy is just amazing, and every time you guys step foot on that mat, you know, just so many things, so many amazing things just, happen, you know, throughout those 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you know, you guys are just like, boom, 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 you guys are on it. And same thing with, I think I saw you guys back on, Palms and Pyramid, yeah, back in, that, I think it was last month. You guys did, I love that routine. And I know you guys have been making a lot of changes, and you guys killed it. You guys really, really killed it. And congratulations, guys. Much love to you guys, and I hope to see you guys soon. NA Division Show Cheer, NA Division 10, Show Cheer Level 1, Medium, 13 to 20 athletes. That's going to be your winner for that one was, I believe it was Royal Storm Divine. Congratulations to you guys. I think that was your guys' first national chant. I think this is your first national jacket for you guys. So congratulations to Royal Storm. You guys are growing. You guys are doing amazing things, and so many things have happened for you guys, you know. So congratulations to you guys, and much love to Royal Storm. And you know, going back to Marcy, you know, I just talked about Marcy about 5-10 minutes ago. Love you guys, you know. Marcy, you're doing an amazing thing. And your vision, I love your vision, man. And I look up to you as a coach, and just as a role model, and thank you, you know. And same thing, and that goes to all of the NA coaches, you know. You guys are so inspiring, and I love every single one of your guys' visions. Your visions are just, it's killer. It really, really is. So now, and I'm just trying to just getting through with everything, just trying to make everything kind of fast, you know, for this podcast. I'm trying to move kind of quick. And then going into, I think that's all I wanted to talk about for nationals, but day three, I wasn't at nationals, so I can't cover it, you know. I can't talk about it because, you know, I wasn't there. So it sucks because I was sick, and it was horrible. It was really, really horrible. But, what I can say is that for all the other teams, is congratulations, whether if you're a national champion or not. All I have to say is just congratulations to you guys. I know everyone's been working so hard this whole year, and you guys are just killing it. Every single team's killing it, honestly. You guys are just, again, on the road to success. Every team is, you know. So now, let's talk about the WCC competition. That was the weekend right after Nationals. And wow, so shout out to all the teams that was doing that. You know, right after Nationals, you know, for some teams it was like, we're done. But no, some of you guys, some of the teams were like, you know what, let's do this comp. You know, let's get these rings. So that's cool. So the WCC competition, it was Vibe, XA, Smacks, Royal Storm, Royal Force, Hypnotic, ICDP, Tribe, OC Elite, and One Dream. And there might have been more, and if I do forget, if I did leave some teams out, I'm so sorry. I'm on my notes, you know, I try to do my notes as fast as I can, and sometimes I do miss teams, and I do apologize for that, so I am sorry. So for that WCC comp, you know, congratulations to Vibe, XA, Smacks, Royal Storm, all the teams, again, that I said, for getting rings. Wow, you know, those are cool rings. I'd say those rings are bomb. Those look so awesome. And the WCC comp that was in, I think, at the LA Convention Center. And wow, that was so, you know, so many teams just killed it that weekend. And it was just, you know, the energy was so alive, and it was really, really awesome. It was really, really killer. So congratulations to all of those teams for just working hard. You know, all of your guys' hard work is paying off. You know, you go Nationals, you get a national champion jacket, and the week after, you get a ring. Man, you're on top of the world. Shoot. That's killer. So now let's go into the next WCC comp. Now we're going to talk about this past weekend, which was like Saturday and Sunday. So now on Saturday, I think there was a WCC comp. Ventura Royals. Shout out to Ventura Royals. They're a new team. They're in Ventura, of course. And wow, I love your guys' your socks. Your socks are freaking amazing. I love them. I love the colors. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. I just want to say, you know, this is, again, you know, you're a new team, you know, you're new to the game, and just welcome. I hope you guys have been having an amazing and a successful season, and I hope to see you guys again. I hope to see you guys grow and thrive and to keep just killing it. You know, you guys are so awesome, and I got to, I don't think I've met the coaches yet, but I hope to meet the coaches, I hope to meet the athletes, and I hope to meet all the parents. So much love to you guys, and you guys are on the road to success. You know, I love you guys. You guys are so awesome. And I think you guys, you know, we always comment on each other's stuff. I comment on my personal page and my World of Cheer account, and you guys just are like, you guys are so supportive, and thank you for always supporting World of Cheer. I love you guys. Going into the Aloha comp. So there was an Aloha comp the other day, and OC Elite Onyx, they got first. Congratulations to OC Elite. We love you guys. We got to see you guys back in October. It's been that long. And you guys got the Quest bid. So congratulations. You guys will be going to, you guys are eligible to go to, and you guys can go to the Quest in Florida. That's so awesome. Congratulations. Hope to see you guys soon. You know, I have so many great, so many friends that comes out of OC Elite, and it's so awesome. And, you know, as you see them grow, it's so awesome. And just much love to the people that I'm really close friends with out there. And you guys are constantly growing. And same thing with OC Elite, you know, they're growing. They have an amazing gym. They have an amazing staff. And everyone there is so hardworking, and I love the environment there. The environment there is so great. I love it. And they're also spreading kindness. Their whole thing this year was spreading kindness and spreading love, and I love that. That is so awesome. Love that. Okay, so now going into our Sharp competition. There was a Sharp competition this past weekend, if you didn't know. There was WC Fire, First Impression, and SoCal Stars. SoCal Stars got division champs. That's so awesome. So congratulations to SoCal Stars. They actually recently got new uniforms this past year, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm digging them. They're killer. So shout out to SoCal Stars. Love you guys. West Coast Fire, you guys are killing it. I feel like I haven't seen you guys a lot this year. I hope to see you guys, and I'm sure you guys are probably working hard. That's probably why, you know, you guys are probably constantly just working hard and just going over practice to practice to practice, and that's so awesome. But I hope to see you guys soon. I haven't seen you guys I haven't seen any of the new routines yet, but I hope to see you guys maybe in a few months. Hopefully we can catch up and stuff like that. So much love to WC Fire. They're killer. Love the uniforms. I've always loved the uniforms. I think their uniforms are amazing. And, of course, I love the name WC Fire. That's awesome. And then I love the fire. That's so cool. But yeah, so much love. And First Impression too. Close friends with First Impressions. I love them. They're so awesome. Such a great organization. They went All-Star, and recently they just recently went NA about a few seasons ago, I think. Yeah. And their hip-hop team's phenomenal. Their cheer teams are amazing. They have a lot of teams, and they have over 100 athletes. It's a great organization. They're in LA. They're located in LA. But yeah, so, and then right next door too, if you ever go to their gym, I think like right next door, there's a taco place. Man, if you ever go to First Impressions, gym, go next door. If you're hungry, go next door and get some tacos, because those tacos are amazing. Those shrimp and chicken tacos are the bomb. So shout out to, I think, Frog. It's Frog something tacos. Man, you guys are awesome. I love you guys' tacos. Your tacos are fire. Woo! So whenever you're in LA, get those tacos. And of course, go next door and watch First Impression slay, because they're killing the game, man. All right. Going into our USA competition. There was a USA competition. I don't know if anybody knew that. That was in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who went, y'all? Maniacs went. Congratulations to Maniacs. Much love to you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys are constantly growing. You guys bring so much energy and so much to the table. The tumbling, man. Everyone talks about your guys' tumbling. And your tumbling is on point. It's fantastic. Every single team has... It's just... You know, just awesome. It's so awesome. Just so much. And also, I think they recently got new uniforms. Not this year, but I think last year. And I'm loving the uniforms. I really, really dig those uniforms. Those uniforms are fire, y'all. And they recently added the blue. Recently, they've always been orange and black. And recently, they added a color, and it was blue. So, I love it. I think all of it goes well together. And I love the black. It's so awesome. So, yeah. So, congratulations to Maniacs. Jam State. Let's go to Jam State, y'all. That was this weekend as well. You had Voltage Go. You had Vibe, XA, Tribe, Explosion, One Dream, Charter Oak, Triple Crown Dynasty. You know, again, all these teams that I just said, you know, those are so iconic. And same thing with the rest of the teams that I did mention. And teams that I haven't mentioned yet. You know, all of these teams, this is why I call this episode Legends and Champions, because we're going over the Legends and Champions. This is why I named it Legends and Champions, because look at these champions, all these champions that I've said so far. Every single team is a champion. Every NA team's a champion. Every single team is a legend. You have the coaches that are legends, and you have the athletes that are legends in the making, you know, it's so cool, you know, so there you go. So Triple Crown Dynasty, love them. I love them, guys. They're awesome. Same thing again with One Dream and all of these teams that I said. Voltage. Actually, that's a team that I want to talk about. Voltage, y'all. I love you guys. Voltage. You guys are awesome. You know, sportsmanship at its finest. You guys gave away, I think, like lollipops, and it said spreading love and positivity. Love that. You know, that's so awesome. You know, that's sportsmanship right there. You're giving that to other teams. That's awesome. And you guys deserve a sportsman award for that, because that's so awesome. And B, it says love and positivity. You know, you're spreading love and you're spreading positivity, and you're being a good person, you're being a good organization by that, you know. And more teams, and I've seen it in the past, I've seen teams do that where they give lollipops or anything like that, or like some candy away, and they give it to other teams. And I think that's amazing, and I think every team should do that, because it's a nice way to do that, you know. It's a nice way to be nice. It's nice. And again, with sportsmanship, it's great, and it's very, very, very inspiring. Especially when if there's a new team that's coming in, let's just say like Force Athletics, and you know, they see other teams do that, and they're giving, you know, and teams are giving them, you know, like candy, and it says love and positivity. So now Force Athletics knows, like, oh, maybe next competition, maybe like a next competition, we're gonna do that, where we are gonna, like, you know, where we're gonna have maybe like candy or something like that, and we're gonna give it to other athletes, you know, at the competition. And, you know, you're giving other people, you know, that opportunity for that. And it's such a great thing, you know, honestly, you know, giving away and saying, and have a little saying, that's so awesome and so inspiring. Also, I love your guys' skirts. The skirts are killer. I think that was a great addition to that. You know, not a lot of teams, well, actually, a lot of teams in the NA world I've never seen skirts that I've seen with that Voltage has, and I love those skirts. Those skirts are killer. I'm really, really digging those skirts this year, and I think a lot of people too. Even some of our owners said that, and also there was some other teams that we visited a while back, and they're like, man, have you seen Voltage's you know, new skirts? And I'm like, yeah, they're killer. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, we're obsessed with them, like, you know. So a lot of people are really digging the skirts, and please keep them for the next few years, because those are killer and you guys are doing amazing, and I love them. So much love to Voltage. Love you guys. So yeah, and then Explosion's doing amazing. Charter Oak, you know, that's a team right there. You know, I feel like a lot of people have been talking about Charter Oak. I know they were either San Gabriel Valley. I know they're either Junior All-American, or they were either Junior All-American or Pop Warner. I think they were Junior All-American. I'm not sure. But recently they just went NA. And, you know, they're killing it, man. First time being in NA, and they're killing it. I love Charter Oak. I think a lot of people love seeing Charter Oak. I feel like they bring a lot to the table. Again, with the energy level is high. Their tumbling is crazy. Their stunt sequence is amazing. They're clean. They're fierce. You know, you have those flyers that are just killing it, and they could just kill it all day up there, you know. So much love to Charter Oak. I cannot wait to see you guys. I haven't met you guys yet, but hope to meet you guys soon, and just much love to you guys. Hope to see you guys soon. All right, and now we're going to go into so I feel like I think I got everything right on this calculations, on my calculations and everything, that all the things that I got to talk about. This topic is Jam State and Jam's Bid Challenge. I felt like this year, and I think this year for the 2019 and 2020 season, I think there was a low attendance for Bid Challenge and Jam State. You know, that's crazy. You know, Bid Challenge is usually a big, big competition for any teams or Pop Warner teams or even Junior All-American teams. You know, it's a big, big competition because for some of those teams, it's their first competition, you know. So a lot of teams didn't go to Bid Challenge, which is crazy. And I was like, wait, what? So and then same thing with Jam State. It was you know, I think there's usually a lot of teams that go to Jam State, and there wasn't a lot of teams, I felt like, that was on the competition list, you know, on the list. And I was like, wait, so again, you know, going to now State and Bid Challenge, it was a low attendance. I think, I know Bid Challenge had more NA teams than Jam State this year, I think. But yeah, just, and the reason why I wanted, I think people are branching out. I think teams are branching out, and I think that's why, you know, you have Cheer Champs, you have WCC, you have USA, and now, you know, you have the Quest. So I think a lot of people are branching out and was like, you know, let's go get these bids, because they're going to be at different, you know, different competitions. They're not at Jams. You know, Jams doesn't do, they haven't been doing the Quest. I don't think they will. But anyways, yeah, so let's go. So, but yeah, so I think that's why I think a lot of teams were probably like, you know, you have, and the thing for Jams, so let's go to State real quick. You know, State was, it had, it was a low attendance again. And I think for that too, is that, you know, again, you have, and plus it was, I think the weekend before this was, you had that WCC comp. So you're going three times. You're going, like, literally, you have comp after comp after comp every weekend. You know, you have Nationals, you have WCC, and then now you're going to State. You know, so some teams are probably tired, and they're like, man, like, you know, and we already got a ring too. So, you know, so yeah. So maybe some teams, because I know some teams that went to WCC, they didn't go to Jam State. And sometimes there was a few teams that usually goes to Jam State, and they didn't attend. But yeah, but Jam State is in Bakersfield. They're in Bakersfield. Again, there wasn't a lot of attendance, and I think for that, I think the reason why a lot of teams didn't go was maybe it was too far. Maybe it was because, you know, you have your athletes going weekend after weekend after weekend. That's a 3-weekend, you know, and you know teams can get tired, and it's like, and also again, that's money. You know, money is a big thing, and you know you have to, and if you know. For LA teams, you know, you're going all the way up to Bakersfield. You know, that's a big one. And then plus you have to do your if you're staying over there too, you know, you have hotel room fees and all that fun stuff, and it's a big old thing, you know. So your parents are probably like, man, I'm gonna be broke by the time we're done with this season. but anyways, I do think next year, you know, I think there'll be a bigger attendance next year, especially with all the NA teams that we've introduced and that was made this year. I feel like a lot of NA teams were made this year. It's so crazy. So I feel like next year is, I think it's going to be even bigger for the NA world because you have already so many teams. So if you go, let's fast forward these next few months, and let's say, you know, now we're in May, where everything's going to start going, you know, we're in this new season now, excuse me, and you have all the teams that was there last year, right, and now you're bringing, like, let's just say 15 teams or 20 teams. That's a lot. That's a lot of teams. So I feel like next year, I feel like there's going to be a lot more teams, and I've already seen some already. They followed the World of Cheer page. I think there was like 2 teams already, and I was like, man, and they're already promoting for the new season. And I'll definitely let you guys know, I still haven't contacted them, but I'm like 99% sure they are NA teams. There was 2 already. I think one was called Vega something. I think they're NA, and then there was another NA team that kind of popped up. But I have to actually message those teams, and then I'll actually, if they are NA teams, we'll definitely put those out ASAP. So yeah. So now, so that's it. So now we're already in the 2020, or not 2020. Well, yeah, we're in 2020, but for the 2019 and 2020 season, you know, we're already in the mid-year, kind of going into the mid-year season, and kind of, and we're, I feel like during this time, we're kind of in the middle of the season. You know, now I do feel like that, because usually in the past, everyone usually used to end in March. That was like basically like March or April. Those are the last comps. Now you have teams that's still going until May and June. And yeah, so I feel like the last season and this season, it's going to be longer. I feel like the season's going to be really, really long. And that's good. You know, I feel like that's good. You know, cheer, you know, now that means that cheer doesn't basically stop. It's going all year round, and that's great. And, you know, team, and not just teams, but competitions are going longer, and that's great. Because I know in the past, there were some competitions that used to just stop at a certain point and was like, yeah, we can't do this. You know, it's just, and then they'd start again in the fall. But, you know, there's great competitions that's going right now. And, you know, I feel like there's so many more. You have Challenge Cup, where you're going to probably get the rings again. You have the Quest, and then you have the Pinnacle. Those are the big 3 ones that I can name so far. Those are going to be pretty, pretty big for the NA teams if you're going into those competitions. But yeah, so I feel like that. And then also too, I believe Vibe ended. I think most of the team from XA's done. I think Tribe's done. And I think Voltage is done too, because Voltage is posting up their new season, which is great. But yeah, I think those teams are done, guys. So, you know, for those teams that I've named, if you're still going, I'm sorry if your name was called, but, to any of the teams, this actually goes to any of the teams. If you are done, you know, now, all I have to say is amazing job. You guys all killed it this season. Much love, much respect to every single team. You guys killed it. And I've definitely got to see you guys grow on the media, on social media wise, you know, and there were some teams that I visited as well, and you guys have grown. I think so many, all of those teams have grown, and I can't wait to see what the next chapter is for you guys and for your path. I think you guys are all on a great path, and you know, for the athletes, you guys are constantly going to grow. Same thing with the coaches and, of course, the parents too. So, yeah, so it's very, very awesome. So yeah, guys. And then last but not least, let's get into SoCal Sweethearts. Man, so they got to close off their season as well. This is a goodbye, you know. This is a goodbye for an owner. You know, she's been, I think she started, she started SoCal Sweethearts. You know, it's so sad to see her go. Her name is Sylvia. She's the owner, and she's announced earlier, I think in the past few weeks, a few weeks ago, she posted it on the SoCal Sweethearts that they're getting a new owner. So, wow. So, all I have to say to Sylvia is that, you know, girl, you made an amazing vision, and, you know, you got to inspire so many kids, and you know, a lot of your athletes that you were coaching, you know, they've grown, you know, and they're going to constantly grow. And I'm sure, and I'm 100% sure those athletes, all the athletes that you've been, you know, all the athletes that, that you've, you know, a lot of athletes that look up to you, you know, they're going to be like, man, like, you know, later on in life, they'll probably look back and just be like, you know, Sylvia, you know, she taught me a lot. She taught me how to be a good person, a better person. And she gave me amazing tips about cheer or life or anything, you know. And, you know, and I am really good friends with Sylvia. And I just want to say to Sylvia, just much love to you, girl. I love you. And I know you're going to be on a great, you're going to go on a new journey. So I can't wait for what your new journey has in store for you. And I do have a feeling you're going to come back. I have a feeling. I have a strong feeling that you're going to come back. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but I do feel like one of these days you're going to come back. So yeah. But the new owner, so I love you, Sylvia. Much love to you and much love to SoCal Sweethearts. And ladies and gentlemen, the new owner is, her name is Glow. That's so crazy, huh? I love that name. We call Glow. Yeah, so much love to her. All I have to say to the new owner is welcome, girl. And I hope to see you soon. I hope we get to meet, and I hope to, and I can't wait to do a cheer visit on SoCal Sweethearts. You guys are so awesome. I love you guys, and keep working hard, and you're on the road to success. You guys are on the road to success, and now you guys are going to grow even more, which is great. So right now, we've been talking about a lot. This segment was a lot. You know, we got to talk about Nationals, WCC, Aloha, Sharp, USA, WCC, Jam State. We got to talk about all the cheer teams. We got to talk about Jams and the Bid, Jam State and Bid Challenge, the low attendance. We got to talk about the mid-year season where we're kind of at right now. We're kind of in the middle of the season. And we got to say goodbye to a few teams because they are done for the 2019 and 2020 season. And now they're going to get ready for 2020 and the 2021 season, which is it's going to be right around the corner, y'all. It's going to be, it's a few months away. So it's going to go by quick. And then we got to say goodbye to SoCal Sweethearts, to the owner, Sylvia. And we say hello to Glow. But yeah, so we're going to do a quick interlude. And then after that, we're going to finish this off, guys. We are basically done with the whole NA portion. Now I'm going to give you guys what we've been doing. So we're going to do this next segment that we're about to do and kind of talk about. It's called Which One Describes You? Are you red or are you blue? And we're going to go for that. And that's going to be our whole kind of theme for this kind of season. So yeah, so we'll be back, guys. So stay tuned. All right, guys. So we are at our last segment, y'all. So I hope you guys like that interlude, that last interlude. Well, it's basically a song. I call them interludes because, you know, we can listen to some music. You know, it's not about, you know, it's cheer. We have quote of the days. And then plus also, too, I give you guys a little bit of kind of like a break, you know, so you can listen to a song. So it's great. But anyway, so let's get into our last portion of the day, guys. This is our last segment. And then after that, we are going to close off. So we're already about an hour in. That's crazy, right? So anyways, so let's finish this off. So before we finish this, so this is called Which One Describes You? Are you red or are you blue? The red, I'm going to kind of give you guys what red and blue is. So for red, it's you're loving, you're full of energy, you like power, you're strong, you're passionate, and you're a leader. That's red. So if you think you're red, you guys can go onto our Instagram story and actually vote there. So it's cool. And then for blue, you're calm, you're loyal, you're trustworthy, you're intelligent, you're outgoing, hardworking, peaceful, and of course, confident. So that's blue right there. So if whichever one describes you, all you have to do is just go onto the World of Cheer page and go onto our Instagram story, and you guys can find it. And then also, if not, then you can actually, we'll actually post it tomorrow as well. So we'll post it throughout the whole season of love and positivity for our season. But yeah, guys, so I think that's it. So that's how we kind of conclude. So before we go, every episode, I kind of give you guys what to expect for next episode. So like kind of like a teaser trailer. But this isn't a teaser, you know? Well, it's kind of, yeah, it's a teaser. But anyways, let's get into it. So for teaser for episode 2, I cannot say the name, but what I can say is there's going to be 2 types of names, or kind of. It's going to be a team name, but before the team name, it's going to be called Champions. They're going to be called Champions for this one. So, yeah. So, for episode 2, it's going to be called Champions. It's going to have the little dot dot. And it's going to have the team name. So, yeah. So, congratulations to that team, because they are actually national champions. So, congratulations to you guys. But, yeah. So, we are actually, what to expect for next episode is that we're actually going to be interviewing the head coach. We're going to be interviewing her. She'll be talking about her story, why she started cheer, why she wanted to do L. Oh, my gosh. I'm already messing it up. Anyways, and then, yeah. And then also we'll be going into the athletes portion, and then actually the parents' side as well. So, it's going to be a cheer visit. We're actually going to get there a little early so that we can sit down and talk with the coach, and then actually, and then also, we'll move on and talk to the athletes, why they started cheering, you know, what do they love about this team. And then also for the parents, we'll be talking about their side as well. So for parents, for any parents out there, you know, you get to, I'm gonna give you, I'm, and I'm happy that I'm introducing this segment, you know, that I'm, you know, we're, it's not just about the athletes or coaches, we're actually bringing in the parents on this. Yeah, so I'm very excited to bring the parents side and kind of give them, you know, their story as well. And throughout the whole season, and throughout for the rest of the seasons in the future for House of EXO, that's what we're gonna be doing, you know. I feel like everyone should be involved in this, you know. I feel like I should be interviewing these you have athletes, coaches, and parents, you know, because everyone has a story, you know, and I want to know their story. And I feel like we should, and I feel like their story should be needed. So if you ever need help with anything, you're like, oh my gosh, I could totally relate to this parent, you know, like, man, I could totally feel you on that. Or same thing with an athlete too, and maybe even a coach as well. So it's crazy. So it's crazy. So it's going to be episode 2, it's called Champions. I can't say the team name just yet. I kind of just basically said the first word, or not the first word, but the first, first letter in that last one. So if you guys know who it is, all you have to do is just DM us and there you go. We should be revealing it. Episode 2 should be starting recordings in the next few weeks, and it should be put out in the next few weeks. So yeah, so thank you guys all so much for not just attending, but hearing this, you know. And I'm sure a lot of you guys, I hope you guys got a lot out of this. You know, we just got to talk about, I made the introduction, I did what to expect, we talked about the whole big section, or not big section, but we did a small section of the quote of the day, and I kind of talked about it with you guys. And then plus we talked about this big huge section of just cheer. Yeah, so it's like basically about, majority of this is about cheer, but I'm going to have little segments and kind of introduce where we're going to talk about, you know, quote of the day and stuff like that. And yeah, because I feel like, you know, we need more quotes. I felt like I needed to add more quotes in, and I needed to talk about, and I hope there's going to be athletes, and there have been, you know, we've kind of received some on my personal page. You know, they said like, dang, Ryan, you know, I'm really loving the whole, you know, the quote of the days. You know, I get texts from some parents as well, and coaches as well, and they love it. You know, they're loving the whole quote of the day portion, and we're going to keep that. Again, I'm using quote of the day for motivation for everyone, not just athletes, but everyone. But it does kind of focus on a little bit to athletes as well, kind of younger people. but yeah, and then also for coaches as well. You know, it's there for anyone to read, and I hope it gives you guys, you know, that motivation for the day, you know, because it's gonna be there every day, most of the time every day, if I don't forget. But I haven't forgotten yet, so great. But yeah, it'll be there almost every morning. If not, it'll be there throughout the day. And I hope you guys read those, and I hope you guys maybe take that quote and take it along your day, or maybe even your week or year, or maybe even throughout your lifetime. You know, if you like that quote, that's, you know, you could do that. And then also too, if you guys want to repost them, you guys can definitely repost them. All you have to do is just screenshot, or if you guys want to DM us, we'll definitely send you guys the quote of the day, the quote of the days, and we'll send it to you guys. If you guys can't find the quote of the days, or if there's a certain quote of the day that you wanted, but or you saw that you really liked and it's not on our story, go onto our page and then it'll be on our highlights, and all of the quote of the days that we've posted so far, they're on there. So yeah. But other than that, guys, I hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Today's Monday. I recorded everything today. And that's why it's a little late. It's 5:52 right now, 5:53 now. I need to hurry up, put in my last song, and that's it. But yeah, so this is literally coming in right now. But other than that, guys, have a great rest of your night. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is so awesome. And this was our launch for House of EXO, Season 1, Love and Positivity. This was Episode 1, Legends X Champions. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And please give us a lot of feedback. If you guys did enjoy this this podcast, please DM us. Please let us know, you know, and we hope you guys liked it. We hope you enjoyed it. And we talked about so many legendary teams and so many champions today. So it's so crazy. So yeah, so congratulations to all the teams. We hope to see you guys all soon. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap. So we're a wrap for Episode 1. We'll see you guys soon. And then also, I have a little quote for House of EXO. It says, sit on your throne. I hope today, you know, you're sitting on your throne. Everybody has a throne. We talked about it the other day, where we give you the tools and you do the rest. So I give you the world, you get the world, right? So the world's going to be black and white, and I'm going to give you tools as well. So my tools are going to be, you know, paintbrush, whatever, and you color the world. I want you to color the world. So that's kind of like our little thing for this, for today. So sit on your throne, make your throne, create your throne, you know. This is your life. You know, you can do whatever you want, you know, whatever you want to do in life, whatever you want. And as long as you're happy, that's all that matters, right? So yeah, so keep spreading love and positivity, guys. This is House of EXO. My name is Ryan, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast. See you guys soon, and we're signing off. Good night, guys.